This is Songs to Discuss
with your daughter,
with Willa Krishnaswamy
and Ravi Krishnaswamy, a dad and daughter team.
Produced by Copilot Music and Sound.
Welcome back,
listeners.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello. It is season
3.
Can you believe we have 3 seasons?
Well, to be fair, Dad, our seasons are 10 episodes, and a regular podcast that's like a real job would typically count seasons as like year 2011, season 1, year 2012, season 2. So these are mini seasons, Dad.
Yeah.
But we took a while off after season 2. We took a little hiatus, as they'd call it in the industry, I guess. I don't know, actually.
Yeah. All right. Well, hiatus.
And, yeah, in case you're a new listener, because we need new listeners, like, if you're a new listener and you just found us, which you might not have, but if you are a new listener, here's a little reminder, since it's the beginning of season 3. I am Willa Krishnaswamy, 11 years old.
Ravi Krishnaswamy.
And Dad, what do you do?
Composer, producer, musicologist, musician.
Future PhD doctor future, in ethnomusicology.
Future Dr. Rock.
Yeah. and I play piano and love listening to pop music. So we created Songs to Discuss with Your Daughter to dissect pop songs. Right, Dad?
Yeah.
It's we like put them under a microscope.
It's like switched on pop kind of.
For kids.
Or Song Exploder sometimes when I like create layers. But yeah, looking at pop songs in a way that kids might appreciate at their level.
Yeah.
And that's not to talk down to them, but to talk about appropriate stuff.
If you talk about lyrics, just one wrong station and you'll be hearing all these words we put on this station once. It wasn't like in case you wouldn't want or anything, but it was like a playlist. Station, and it was just like all that.
Yeah, it's a minefield, current popular music, for parents.
Yeah.
I wish there was a common sense media for pop music. There isn't.
That'd be cool. There'd be like a whole article on when your kid is old enough to start listening to real rap.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we should make a common sense media for pop music. I mean, this podcast kind of is in some ways, like we talk about. Well, yeah. Anyways,
we're trying to grow our listeners, and obviously you guys are probably thinking and you guys are like, well, the way to grow your audience is to be consistent with your uploads and all with episodes and stuff. And we are trying to do that. We are usually on a schedule, if you're new here, for every other week upload, every other Sunday, because I do gymnastics and he does school and all that, so we're kind of busy.
It's going to get challenging when the semester starts and I start actually traveling to Providence.
Yeah, but we're not there yet, so yeah, we're still doing good. So we have been uploading, and we were just on a little break after season 2 because we went away. Yeah, so we were on a little break. And now we're back, and we're going to be as consistent as possible. So, back to what we were talking about with listener. If you are a new listener, please give us a review, subscribe, do whatever you can.
Send it to one friend.
Yes, send us to one friend you think would like this. The best way to grow a podcast is word of mouth. I don't listen to podcasts, really, but the ones that I have heard are always like, send this to your friends! So, we got to start saying that.
Send it to one friend.
Yeah. Or just talk. Or just word of mouth. Pass it over. Yeah. Oh, and check out our Instagram page at Songs to Discuss and our Facebook page at Songs to Discuss if you're new here. And if you're not, then this was a waste of words. But I said them anyway.
Speaking of words, should we listen to the sponsor segment quickly?
Yes, sponsor segment.
All right.
Great, we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
So, we haven't even said what we're listening to, what we're talking about today. Although you guys probably got the memo from the title, Dad, what is the song? Who is it by?
Beautiful Mistakes by Maroon 5 featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
It's not a brand new song. It's been on the radio for a while now.
Yeah, definitely.
In fact, let's see. Does Wikipedia say when it was released? It was released...
Sorry, we're a DIY podcast. So we have it all on the browser.
Yeah.
Home produced. Here's a little dad joke for you while my dad pulls up the facts. What is Beethoven's favorite fruit? You have 3 seconds to answer. Ba-na-na-na.
And here's a musician joke. I like dad jokes. The only thing I like better than dad jokes, being a dad, are musician jokes, being a musician. So here's one for you, Willa. What's the difference between an accordion and a trampoline?
What?
You take your shoes off to jump on a trampoline. Okay, sorry to the accordion players out there for that one. So, Beautiful Mistakes was released March of this year, but time feels like who knows what time is right now during this ongoing pandemic. When was March? It was a while ago, right?
Yeah, but Dad, if you do stuff, like, let's say you're a camp counselor, you have to know the days of the week.
Does March feel like a long time ago or like just yesterday? I don't know,
but I know I was still in school then, so.
True.
But about when it was released, the version that you probably have heard on the radio that was released, that I think is still playing, is a different version than the one that we have found on Spotify, because Maroon 5 recently released a new album, and this song was featured on the album, mm-hmm. and so it's like a different mix of it. Which is odd, like, Maroon 5 has more time on it. They have, like, Megan Thee Stallion has 2 verses in the original one, and then Maroon 5 obviously has all the choruses and 1 verse. But the new mix, you can continue, Dad.
Is it new, though? I'm going to explain this to you.
Do you think it was a radio cut or something?
I think what we're hearing on the Maroon 5 album and what is in the video...
No, what is in the video is the one on the Maroon 5 album.
Right, that same...
Oh, yeah.
That same mix, which is longer, is the original song, and I think what we've been hearing on the radio since March is what they call the radio edit.
Radio edit, what? Whoa.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought it was like a remix.
So do you remember the song The Entertainer by Billy Joel?
I've heard of it. I can't place it in my mind right now, but yes, I know that song.
I
Not
am
how
the
it goes,
entertainer,
but...
and I know just where I stand. You
oh,
know
yeah,
that song?
Yeah, this song.
He has that one part in the song where he goes, "It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If you're gonna have a hit, you gotta make it fit." So they cut it down to 3:05. Remember, he talks about in that song how they cut his song down to fit radio formats.
Oh.
See, the thing is, you were asking me about, like, KC 101 and Star 99, like the FM radio stations we've been listening to,
mm-hmm.
compared to Spotify and Sirius XM. But you were asking about, like, well, how do they make their money? And I said, well, advertising, obviously. So what happens is...
Okay, people, don't. I'm not that stupid. I'm just a little stupid, just to clarify.
So you're not stupid at all. That's a good question. So what happens is they have these advertising breaks, and then in between they play songs, and the radio station doesn't want to play long songs because then they can't play as many songs between the advertisements. So they have... Basically, for decades and decades, radio stations have, like, pop commercial radio stations have basically preferred to play songs that are, you know, under 3.5 minutes. So, that's why Beautiful Mistakes, the version that...
So they have a radio edit.
That we've been hearing the radio edit, and now all of a sudden we're hearing the full edit, which is... But the weird thing is they didn't just shorten it. they changed the structure.
I know. It's like...
Okay, so before we get any further, should we listen to the song
for a bit? Yeah, the full version, obviously, because we can't find the radio edit.
Yeah.
But are we listening to the full version?
Yeah, but not all of it, because we can't do that.
Can't do that. Beautiful Mistakes, Maroon 5, Megan Thee Stallion.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet, you're like a broken home to weep. I take a shot of memories and black out like an empty street. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me.
Okay, so now I'm going to move it up to where Megan comes in, because she comes in quicker in the radio edit. And this full version goes into, like, a second verse.
This is the second verse.
Yeah, so now I'm going to skip ahead. So this is the second chorus, which we don't get in the... Well, we get at a later point in the radio edit.
Now Megan Thee Stallion is coming in.
Yeah, so the second... chorus actually comes in the middle of Megan's part, which is really interesting.
Yeah. You did me wrong because I let you. Usually, yeah, like my situation's beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming.
Lucid.
Prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you want to lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing, no club couches. Baby, why you want to lose me like you don't need me? Like I don't block you and you still try to reach me. How you figure out how to call me from the TV? You running out of chances and this time I mean it. Yeah.
So these two parts are split up
in the radio
edit by a chorus.
So after she's like, mean it.
Yeah.
So
that's enough.
Skip the second verse, but yeah. So.
You know, he cuts her off at the end of that when he goes, beautiful mistake. You know what she's saying under there?
What?
You're toxic. I didn't know that till I looked at the lyric sheet.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's just like, beautiful.
Yeah. It's the toxic person cuts off the other person. Doesn't let them speak, I guess. Symbolic, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, but what do you think of that this song? What did you think of it when it first came on? What do you think of it now?
So, every bone in my body wants to dislike Maroon 5. They kind of represent, like, the most generic, like, pop rock. Like, they do anything... I don't know. It just, like, they don't stand for anything, or they don't have any sort of point of view. They just represent, like, commercial music.
And you think that they're just like a symbol of
Yeah, and like, as an indie musician and somebody who's listened to a lot of independent musicians over the years and listened to a lot of artists that have, like, you know, something to say artistically or politically, like, I find them just so, like, basic. Yeah, basic.
Well, remember, Dad, not every band has to be, like, Rage Against the Machine. Maybe they just want to be entertainment. That's
exactly what they want to be. They are entertainers, and the songs kind of exist just to kind of give them something to entertain with. The songs are tools.
Yeah, like, I don't really listen to the music, like, the lyrics a lot in songs. I just, like, listen for entertainment.
But I will say, this song really kind of stuck with me and grew on me, and... That's why I agreed to talk about it, because I like it.
Yeah.
And I mostly like it because I think it's a really interesting collaboration.
Oh, we'll get to that later. I have a question.
Okay.
It's actually the first question, yeah. but
And I think it's just in, I think it's an interesting and successful sort of hybridization of styles.
Mm-hmm. So,
what do you think of the song?
It's a rockin' song. It sounds like...
It's kind of mellow, though. It's not rockin'. It's not a bop.
Oh, I meant rockin' as in, like, it's a good song.
It's good. Okay.
Like, not like... Not like...
Wait, what's a rockin' song sound like?
I don't know. Grunge, whatever. I don't listen to grunge. But...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways.
But interestingly... We were researching... Okay, wait, I cut you off.
So what I was going to say, and we'll get to what you were going to say in a second.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, yeah, it's a rockin' song. It's, meaning it's a good song. It sounds like a song from 2021, I mean. It's like, it's got a trap, which you hear everywhere now. It's got a hook.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really expand until, like,
Is the hook like the la 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 in my head, la la la? Is that
well,
the hook you think? Or
I would just consider that part of the hook, not really the real hook. The hook that gets stuck in my head is the beautiful mistakes.
The whole chorus, yeah.
Not necessarily just the na na na.
Yeah.
But also the Megan Thee Stallion part gets stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Dream it, lucid, but what I was gonna say is, as a podcast, we need to do a better job of introducing the artists, since some of you may have never heard of the artist. Now, likely you guys have heard of Maroon 5,
mm-hmm.
and if not, well, you'll hear about them today, and Megan Thee Stallion. But so, little intro about them. Dad, talk about what you were gonna say.
Oh well, so again, like. No, I would never find myself reading about Maroon 5, but I did because we're talking about this song, and it was interesting. I didn't realize there was a band called Kara's Flowers that they started as this other band in the 90s, kind of in coming out of the grunge era. It's funny you mentioned grunge, and Kara's Flowers sounds a lot like Weezer and Fountains of Wayne to me. Do you want to listen to a little bit?
So wait, this... Kara's Flowers Band, the band that later became Maroon 5, it has Adam Levine, Dad, and
yeah,
all these
and
people.
And some of the other members as well.
Yeah.
So this is, let's see, this song's called Soap Disco. Okay.
So that formed when they were in high school.
Yeah, it really reminds me of Weezer, like heavy guitars and really melodic songwriting, like very pop, like kind of reaching back to the Beach Boys in terms of melodies, that kind of thing.
I can't hear the Beach Boys without seeing, like all these like dudes sitting on a lifeguard stand at the beach. Like,
yeah,
I can't.
Should we listen to a little more of Kara's Flowers, or is that enough? How about one more?
Maybe, okay.
This is very 90s. So 90s.
I have told all of my enemies very politely to go home. I have seen all of your remedies. Now won't you let me please go home?
Cool.
Yeah, so if that's 97, Adam Levine has been performing for almost 25 years. It's crazy.
And they got to perform at the Super Bowl.
Yes. They were a real band. I didn't know that. So respect. A little bit of respect. A tiny bit.
You thought they were just kind of like these dudes posing?
I thought they were put together by a label when they first came out with that big song,
kinda
This
like
Love.
One Direction.
Yeah, I just thought they were like, they're one of these bands that just appeared and they didn't seem to have any sort of grassroots audience behind them. Like, who is, like what does a Maroon 5 fan look like? Like, what do they care about culturally? They just seemed like they came out of nowhere and they were, you know, they had these big radio hits.
How does this love go again? Oh, yeah, yeah. This love can't take you. Okay, I don't need to hear it.
You don't need to hear it. Okay. Most of the folks in our audience will probably remember it just by you singing it like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you asked, well, I don't know if this is on your list of questions, but the interesting thing is that Maroon 5 did start out as a band. Like, they presented as a band in their videos with, like, drummer, bass player, guitar player, keyboard.
Yeah, I have a question and then, about like, what you're going to say.
Yeah, but, like, is this really a band at this point?
Yeah. Like, here, can I... let me play one of their recent songs that doesn't sound like a band. Here's one of their recent songs.
You might have to turn the volume up on there.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals like
this
animals.
Is big on the radio.
It's got guitar.
Yeah, and then... But this song has, like, nothing.
Oh, this song.
I hate this song. It's really annoying. I think this is the best replica of what they've turned to be. Commercial band.
Right. And they're using the Pachelbel's Canon.
What's that?
You didn't recognize Pachelbel's Canon in this? Pachelbel's Canon is like one of the most famous and frequently used pieces of classical music, and you always hear it at weddings. In the processional, when they're walking down.
Oh, is it this song? That's not.
No, it's the melody he's singing. Da da na 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 na. Put in Pachelbel's Canon, and you'll.
Okay, I don't need.
Okay.
But and then this is another one of their songs that I say. Well, this one has a guitar. But it just sounds very commercial, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's super produced. Super pop production. They even make a point of filtering down the guitar there with a low-pass filter. Interestingly, we just watched this video.
With?
And there is quite a list of interesting people in the video, including... Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Ellen
Camila
DeGeneres.
Cabello, Jennifer Lopez.
Ali Raisman.
Yeah, Ali Raisman. It's not race, Dad. It's race.
Sorry. Okay.
Ali Raisman.
Yeah, interesting video.
But so what we were saying is they kind of, are they really a band anymore? They're very heavily produced and...
Adam Levine is just so basic. Like, every time you see him, he's just in a t-shirt. He's just like the, like... Just, I don't know, short hair, white dude, basic, like his voice is just like totally in between like pop and R&B soul, even with a tiny bit of country in it.
Yeah.
But it's like you can't even describe his voice because it doesn't have a genre. It's just so basic. Sorry, we watched The Good Place, and so that became part of our lexicon.
Yeah, but they did start out as a band, but now they're not.
Yeah.
They've had very many lineups, I'll say that. A lot of lineups. So, this isn't the whole entirety of the song. There's another artist featured in the song. Who is that, Dad? Drumroll, please.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yep, who is best known for... Well, I don't know if she's... most known for this song, but her TikTok viral hit.
Savage.
I'm a savage, yeah.
Yeah.
Classy, Uji, yeah.
And
body. Body, body, body.
Yep. So, what did you learn about Megan Thee Stallion reading about her?
She's actually going to graduate college.
That's so cool.
Right? Like,
yeah.
A rapper like her.
And what was she studying?
Health administration.
Health administration.
According to Wikipedia and People
Take
and
care
Yahoo.
Of your body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Healthcare administration.
Yeah, she did like part-time course online courses. She's gonna graduate, and I was reading an article where, because I'd read it on Wikipedia, and it was like it was like a post like, I'll be graduating soon, and apparently her fans are called hotties, so she's like, I'd like my hotties to be at my graduation, so I wonder if it'd be a party or something, but
that's very empowering. I love that she calls her fans her hotties. That's
well,
great.
She's also known by her other alter ego, Tina Snow.
Yeah, what is that about? Tell me.
I'm not really officially sure. I'm not like a fan of her or anything. This is like one of the only songs I've heard of. I'd make a bet. I'd place a bet to say this is her only clean song.
Okay. You mean the song we're talking about or the Tina Snow?
The song we're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Well, and that's why I appreciate the song, because she's amazing, and this is a song you can actually listen to.
Yeah, I can't listen.
There's a lot of her stuff you can't listen to.
I've heard the 34 plus 35 remix with her.
Oh, boy.
Well, Lola was, like, blasting it in the...
Oh, okay. Well, if your friend played it for you, then it's okay.
But right? I've also heard it.
Yeah. So, you want to talk about the song? You want to ask some questions? Break it down a little bit?
Well, I think Megan Thee Stallion's career, like, kind of sort of just started in comparison to Maroon 5, because they've been around for, like, since 2000 or something, and she, like, her first album was, like, 2019. Well, she started releasing stuff in, like, 2016. But, yeah.
It's an interesting collaboration. I have a lot of thoughts about it.
Yeah. What would you say about her catalog?
Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited to see what she does next. She's very...
She's a good rapper.
She's new on the scene. And this song, I don't know that I've heard her, like, sing that way.
Yeah.
That second refrain.
Well, I can't say I have, because I haven't really listened to much of her music at all, but...
I think there's actually, when Levine was interviewed about the song, he talks about how, like... It pushed her into this new place, and that was what was so exciting about it, when she does that second stanza and she's singing.
Wait, there was an interview?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I read it.
I did not.
It was in USA Today, and it was hyperlinked in and quoted in the Wiccanator. The little break where Megan Thee Stallion goes to the melodic thing, to be honest, it actually shows this new kind of branch of what she does and this new versatility that she's going to show everybody right now. That's a side of her I had never really heard yet. What she did was just miraculous, and it brought the song to a whole new level. That's Adam Levine speaking on Megan Thee Stallion.
Cool. Well, we haven't gotten to any questions yet.
All right, fire away.
So, Dad, talk about this. Wacky collab. What do you think pop radio makes of it? Like, I mean, who would have thought that Maroon 5 would be, like, in a recording session with the rapper Megan Thee Stallion? Like, how do you think the world processed the collab? Like, they're two completely different artists. Like, Doja Cat and Megan Thee Stallion, I get totally. But, like, Maroon 5 and Megan Thee Stallion, like, what do you make of it?
I kind of float between these two extremes, and the two extremes of how to interpret this collaboration are either complete cynicism. You know what that means, cynicism?
Sinister acts?
No, not sinister. Cynicism is
that
like,
I don't know what that means.
Like when you kind of you interpret a situation to be driven by the most, like, you know, self-serving and money-making, and there's nothing idealistic about it.
That is literally the definition of all the unneeded cosmetics brands created by celebrities.
Right, yes. You can be very cynical about cosmetic brands but being put out by celebrities. And then the other extreme is to be idealistic about it and to actually... say, well, this is actually a meaningful, you know, meeting of different musical ideas in one place. So the cynical part of me thinks that basically Maroon 5 Like, they know that rock music is kind of... Rock is not playing on the radio anymore.
Rock is not the
Rock
now.
Is dead. Rock well, is not Rock is not part of the mainstream pop.
Yeah, like, The Weeknd has more listeners than The Beatles. Like, wouldn't you say that's wrong?
Well...
Like, The Beatles are bigger than The Weeknd.
Well, The Beatles, they're in a special category because they're not a current artist, but they're a very important historical artist. But my point is that, like, rock bands don't have number one singles anymore, right?
Nope.
So I think Maroon 5, going back at least through the Cardi B collaboration on Girls Like You, they're cynically, I think they're just being like, well, rock is dead, so how are we going to continue having a career on pop radio and... selling.
So are you saying that they used to be kind of rocky?
They were, yeah. But they're like, how do we stay relevant and stay popular on the radio? Okay, well, Cardi B is famous. Let's put her on one of our songs. Well, Megan Thee Stallion is famous. Let's put her on one of our songs. Who's next? Maybe they'll have Doja Cat on a song.
Post Malone?
maybe. I mean, you know, so I think that's the cynical part of me, and it's interesting because I think that they, like, that's where I go back to this, like, I don't even think of them as standing for anything. I just think of them as standing, like, for commercial music, and, like, commercial music does whatever it needs to do to stay relevant and to keep selling.
Which means, like, trap beats.
Yeah. But then again, the idealistic side of me actually thinks that, like, there's a really interesting rub between Adam Levine's personality and Megan Thee Stallion's personality in the song, like, because they're singing to each other as romantic partners or people who used to be in a relationship. And you remember, like, one of the first times we were listening to the song in the car, I was like, I can't picture these two people dating. Like, it just, that, like, their vibes are so different.
Yeah. Well, that obviously didn't happen. It's
no, they're playing a role in the song, but sometimes there's, but, like, we know that in duets and in also in acting in movies and TV that there are, you know, that people are acting, they're not actually in a relationship, but also there is, like, a thing called chemistry where, like, you can kind of feel that, like, they could possibly be in a relationship, and there's something that charges that interaction with extra meaning and extra like effectiveness. I don't know how to articulate it. And I thought
my grandma would say that A Star Is Born isn't just acting, it's chemistry.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, that's a great example, because didn't they end up dating after that?
I don't know. My grandma said there were rumors.
Like, wasn't there rumors that Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper were dating after that?
I guess so, maybe, probably.
So that's where, like, there was chemistry, right?
Yeah.
So I, like, listened to the song, and I was like, I don't get this at all. There doesn't seem to be any chemistry between Adam Levine and Megan Thee Stallion. But I also think that, like, that's what makes the song interesting to me, is that lack of chemistry. And also, but also the way that her performance is given this interesting sort of mellow platform and, like, PG-13, like, approach to the lyrics that makes her very accessible to kids and to listeners who wouldn't normally listen to her music.
But even PG-13 for her is, like, well, PG-13 isn't PG, so it's not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's like...
She has some references to, like, drinking and stuff, and, you know, but the point is that it's a, I actually think it's, like, a really nice platform. I think her performance on it is stellar, and it's what makes the song.
Yeah.
And the song would be nothing without her performance.
Yeah. It would be a pretty bland song.
Yeah. So the cynical part of me thinks Maroon 5 is just, like, cashing in on her, and the idealistic part of me thinks that they gave her a different way to do what she does that she wouldn't have put on her own album, and that's kind of neat, and that's a nice thing that comes out of the collaboration.
Yeah, but, well, that was your take on the collab. A part of that question was what do you think pop radio makes of it? What do you think the world makes of it?
I can't speak to the world, but it's done really well on pop radio.
Operative word, what do you think?
I think it's been a huge success for both artists.
And is there any, like, collaboration do you think this might be modeled after? Like, is there, like, any, like, big... I know this isn't, like, sensational or phenomenal or anything or, like, game-changing, but, like, it's a new combination. Or combination. It's a new collaboration. Like, I don't think I would have guessed that these two artists would team up.
It kind of makes me think, like... It makes me think of something that happened when I was young in the 80s, when Run DMC collaborated with Aerosmith.
I don't know who either of those two artists are.
Run DMC was like a huge hip-hop group from the 80s. I'm typing into the phone, Run DMV. Run DMC, Walk This Way. Featuring Aerosmith. This was like one of the most famous early like collaborations between a rock band and a hip hop artist. And the beat always comes from the hip hop artist. But then there's always a guitar from the rock artist. So it's the same in Beautiful Mistakes, very different song. But Beautiful Mistakes has guitar over a trap beat.
Mm-hmm.
This is
you
Run
mean trap beat over a trap.
Yeah. I know that doesn't sound anything like Beautiful Mistakes, but I think when I think about what the collaboration, like how much this rock hip-hop collaboration was played on the radio, this song kind of makes me feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question two.
Yeah.
Is there anything you find interesting about either the structure of the song, the production, any of the melodies or anything like that, or do you just see it as like a regular like pop song with a formula?
Here's what I find interesting. Like, I don't know why they did this with the radio edit, because, so we got used to listening to, you know, so it's Adam Levine sings a verse, then he does a chorus, and then Megan comes in and raps a verse, and then there's a chorus, and then Megan comes in and sings a verse, and then there's a chorus. And when, because her rapping and her singing are split up by a chorus, and because her performance style is so different on those parts, it almost sounds like it could be two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you didn't know that was her, if you just listened to the radio edit for the first time, you wouldn't be sure that that was the same person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the actual original full version, the rap part goes right into the melodic sung part, so it's very clear that it's her just transitioning her style completely. And I like that. I like that a lot. I'm really confused as to why they kind of didn't realize that was probably the most brilliant moment in the original version, and they split it up in the radio version. So weird.
So that's interesting, yeah. But I'm taking this as you kind of think this is still, just because it's like an interesting collab, still kind of a, we've said this word a lot, but like commercial pop song. Got like the same formula, nothing really interesting or stand out about
it's pretty generic. Yeah. Verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus. Yeah, nothing special. It's really just a platform for that those two voices to interact.
Yeah. Okay. And here's a little break with the commercial break. Okay, this is not an official commercial break. This is just a little comedic thing that I'm putting in the middle. Today I was watching a video. Well, I was going to watch a video, and then there was an ad at the beginning. And did you know McDonald's has a new meal sponsored by Saweetie called the Saweetie Meal?
And they just got free advertising on our podcast.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Remember that?
Yeah, the Saweetie Meal.
My dad can tell you it's real.
It's real.
It's like a Happy Meal, but...
I mean, there's another corporate entity latching on to a young, very talented woman of color in the music industry and using that celebrity to gain relevance. So, like, McDonald's, Maroon 5, kind of the same thing, right? McDonald's pulling in Saweetie, Maroon 5 pulling in Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Except Maroon 5 selling albums, I guess, and not Big Macs.
Yeah. Although in the commercial, Saweetie does look genuinely happy to have her own Happy Meal. She's like, with a Big Mac and some fries.
Mm-hmm. Well, celebrities always look very happy to be endorsing products. That's the whole point.
True. Yeah, true.
And to all the Maroon 5 listener, Maroon 5 fans out there, whoever you are and whatever you're into, because I don't really understand what that kind of human being would exist
okay,
as.
Okay, Dad, don't be mean.
I know. But please feel free to reach out to us and tell me that you're a fan and that I offended you. And I will issue an apology in the next episode.
Yes.
Okay. Other questions?
Yes, I do. So, about what we were going to say. So, as we know, the lineup has changed numerous times throughout Maroon 5's career, starting with 5 members, then going to 6, then even 7, back to 5 again. Currently, it sits at 5. With tracks like Beautiful Mistakes, Girls Like You, Animals, Memories, those are just a few. Like, those are their recent radio hits.
Mm-hmm.
How is the whole band, like, included? Like, with all the instruments and all, and, like...
They're not.
Like, with the trap, and, like, let's say they go on tour, and it's, like, a song where they're just posing with a guitar. Like explain
this
to me.
Okay, well, if they go on tour, they probably do arrange the songs in a way where they can play their instruments as much as possible. Just the way that, like... When you watched Ariana Grande's video, concert film, she had a band behind her, right? And they were actually playing instruments. So they
not just like a trap or anything, but they're still a trap.
And the live versions do not have to be faithful to the recordings. But that's why I say, like, is this a band? Do they stand for anything? Because it seems like basically it's Adam Levine as a pop artist with the lead guitar player pictured in the latest videos here and there, playing whatever riffs they're putting on top of these hip-hop dance beats.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. It seems like there's a single artist. Like, it should be like Adam Levine and the crew, not like...
But it's like the name becomes a brand. So what they...
Like, if they could sell like a Maroon 5 guitar, and that would be so much more... You know, people buy that.
Yeah. And I think Maroon 5 has more brand equity than Adam Levine does. Although he does The Voice, and so maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe he's his own celebrity. But, you know, maybe there's contractual reasons. Maybe they have, like, a really long-standing deal where they do everything under that name. You know, like, by the end of the Beatles, you know, they were all writing their own songs. They weren't really collaborating, but it was all under the name The Beatles. So, I don't know.
But so to be clear, in their tracks, like the tracks I mentioned, they don't have all the instruments. It's not like a band in that. It's more of like a beat.
I don't hear live drums or live bass.
Yeah, same. That does.
No. I hear the guitar, which is really beautiful. And
But that even has a filter, like you said, on it.
Yeah. Yeah, the guitar is very produced. It's not like something that would be easy to pull off exactly on stage. It's put through lots of processing. So, anyway, any other questions?
No, we are actually wrapping up with 3 questions today.
What's your favorite line in the song?
Dreaming, lucid, proven.
Yeah.
I just love how she comes in.
Lucid.
There's actually a song by Juice WRLD called Lucid Dreams.
Oh.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Juice WRLD, like.
Yeah.
Juice WRLD and Marshmello, like. It's gotta be the collab of a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's like boba tea juice with marshmallows in it. It's like, no.
Yeah, and then they can bring in Saweetie if it's not sweet enough. Yeah. My favorite line is when she goes, I was doing fine drinking wine, dancing on club couches.
Or no, I was doing fine without you. Looking fine. Sipping wine,
sipping wine, dancing on club couches. That just cracks.
It just rhymes.
It rhymes so beautifully, and it cracks me up every time.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's awesome.
And she seems like she's like a really, like, like cool, nice, grounded person too.
Yeah.
In the interviews that I've seen, so.
She should do a collab with Lizzo.
Has she done anything with Ariana Grande yet?
Yes, she has. The 34 plus 35 yeah, okay. remix.
Right.
But but yeah, I think Switched on Pop had an episode about the Grammys, like a Grammy like live like coverage, and they were talking about after the performance of Body by Megan Thee Stallion at the Grammys, they were like she's genius, like how has nobody thought of just breaking down the syllables of Body and just repeating them over and over, Body, yada yada yada.
Right.
Yada, yada.
Genius.
Yeah.
All right. So what are we going to talk about next episode?
We are talking about Butter by BTS.
Nice.
Yes. This is going to be fun.
We haven't done a full episode on BTS.
Nope. No one probably remembers the short segment we did. Our least listened to episode is the lightning round.
Yeah.
So that was the one where we had like a little short section on BTS. So this will kind of be their debut on the podcast, sort of.
Nice. Nice.
And then, yeah. And then we'll preview the episode after that next time, which will be even better. But I'm not going to peep.
Keep it secret. All right. Bye-bye.